It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV and KOAL-1073 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. We're going to talk a little bit about some stuff that's going on this week. I mean, it's a busy week in Helper. It always is when it comes to the first week of the month because we have First Fridays this year. And Lanise, thanks for coming in today. Let's talk a little bit about First Fridays. I think, honestly, this First Fridays is one of my favorites.
Right. It's American Disco. It's a celebration, of course, of, you know, the 4th of July. But it also, you know, harkens back to the 70s with a lot of fun, a lot of dress up and good things going on.
So, you know, bust out your polyester and your bell-bottom pants and your best John Travolta and come on down to First Fridays on this Friday. And have a good time, right?
Right. It'll kick off around 6. We'll, of course, close Main Street as usual. And it'll run until 9. We'll have music up and down the street, watermelon eating contest for the kids, barbecue competition among several restaurants. So lots of fun to be had this Friday.
Okay. And that, like you said, is this Friday. Starts at 6 o'clock on Main Street, Friday the 5th.
Correct.
Don't forget the 5th. The 4th, everybody knows about the 4th, but don't forget the 5th this time around.
That's right.
Okay, now we were going to talk a little bit about a couple of Helper City business. You had a grant that you're going to apply for to do with the Swinging Bridge, and it's an iconic structure in Helper. Everybody knows the Swinging Bridge.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, it's right over by my house, so that's our method to get downtown Helper, so... Let's talk a little bit about the Swinging Bridge.
Sure. We're applying for a Safe Routes to School grant. It's actually run through UDOT. And what they want to do is create safe environments for children to walk or bike to school. And the bridge just seemed prime for the opportunity to be repaired. You know, it's got an old mining belt on top of some wood that is getting older. We'd like to replace the wood, the fencing, and then the covering so that our kids can safely get from the east and west sides of Helper back and forth going downtown and predominantly to get up to Helper Middle School.
And so you'll go ahead and file for that. And when will you find out about that?
You know, it's due July 15th. We've actually presented to the Carbon County School District. They're serving as a sub-sponsor with Helper City on this effort. We'll submit and then we'll wait to hear. So, you know, no timeline on when they'll get back to us.
And you know, that's the, like I said, that bridge is an icon in Helper. It's, you know, and it's really cool. And if you can get it repaired and fixed, that'd be even better. And with you talking about Helper Middle School, I think it's kind of important we bring up the meeting July 9th.
Correct.
From the school district is having a meeting up there on July 9th to talk about some of the changes and things that they need. It's not want, it's really a need to do to Helper Middle School.
Correct. Now, Helper Middle School is a WPA building, so it was built in the 1930s. And while they've had iterations of upgrades, you know, they've never done a really true overhaul of the school. And we have about 175 students there. We want to make it a great place where the kids want to be. So we're excited to move that ball forward. I've been talking with several of our school board representatives, and this bond is critical because this is an investment in our kids. It's an investment in our community. And, you know, education is so critical to breaking cycles of intergenerational poverty, to showing these kids a different way to have a more successful and better life. So, you know, I totally support this effort.
And it needs to be taken care of quickly. So, once again, I'm not sure of the time. Is it 7
o'clock? It's at 7 o'clock.
And that will be at Helper Middle School, and that's Tuesday, July 9th, correct?
I think so.
I believe
yes,
it was the 9th.
Yes, it's the 9th.
So,
you're
yeah, this a week from this Tuesday.
Correct.
You get in there, and July 9th, and, you know, hear what they have to say, because it's like, once again, like I said, it's not things that they want to do. It's definitely things that they need to do at Helper Middle School, and that's very important. And then finally, let's wrap up a little bit. You got a grant from the USDA for digital radios. Is
yes.
that what's going on there?
Yes. We're super excited to be working with the USDA. They really help us with our infrastructure and equipment. They helped us a year ago with the firemen's turnout gear, and we're having to move to digital radios. Analog radios will be no longer functional in a year or two. And believe it or not, digital radios are quite costly for our police, fire, and public works teams. So they have, they've really come through for us in assisting us to be able to move forward and make sure we can stay in constant communication at those critical times when people, you know, you have a water line break, you have a fire, you have an emergency. So it's really fundamental to public safety, and I'm excited that we've been able to secure it.
Very, very good, because that's, you know, once again, like you said, digital is very expensive right now. Unfortunately, you need it right now.
Right.
You know, in a few years when everybody switches, the cost may come down, but now you got to have it and get it taken care of today, not
yes.
tomorrow. Another one of those things that needs to happen. It's not something that you want to happen.
Right.
All right. So let's do a quick recap. First Friday, this Friday, from 6 to 9, that's July 5th on Main Street and Price. It is America, Celebrate America.
American Disco.
American Disco. Come down, like I said, in your favorite polyester bell-bottom suit. Channel your John Travolta and come on down and have a good time. And then, once again, that meeting July 9th at Helper Middle School. Very, very important information is going to be given. It's something that you guys need to get out there and hear what they have to say, because it needs to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Lanise, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. And you know, anytime you want to come back, let's have a chat.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.